KJQ, KN4, VWA.
Hey man, sorry about that. Fellow I went to high school with was calling me. Well, listen, can I give you one piece of advice?
It's nothing to do with it. Diesel or Ford, go right ahead.
Oh, no, no, no. No, I don't tell nobody nothing about Fords. Do not buy your wire from the wire man with the cable with the PL259s already on.
What I've got now came from a gentleman in Inman that is now a silent key. And he worked at a place that I never knew existed called Inman Wire. And when I went over there and bought some of his stuff, his wife asked me about the wire. And there were two spools. Like I said, one of them was about 940 feet on one spool and 1,000 on the other.
Well, that's good. As long as that's, and you're a pretty good hand at soldering, aren't you?
Yeah, try it again.
I said you're a pretty good hand at soldering, right?
Not a problem.
Good. Buy their 259s, but don't let them put them on. I'm telling you, I've had more problems with their 259, PL-259s than you can shake a stick at. So I buy wire from them all day long. I buy those connectors from them all day long. But I do my own wiring, my own soldering.
Right. I guess you've had problems with them, and I will heed that and do it myself.
There's that thing about pride and workmanship. When you do it yourself, you know what you've got. And, you know it's done right.
Wholeheartedly on that.
Can you give me an idea of exactly where you are?
Downtown Greenville, beside the county courthouse on Church Street.
QTH.
Doug Factory Road. Right there where it turns from Jug Factory into Motlow Creek on Good Joint.
You're on Jug Factory at Motlow Creek. I think I know. Yeah. I know where you are. You're on that corner there.
No, sir. I am on Jug Factory, but on that end where it runs into Good Joint. I'm on that end of Jug Factory. I'm back towards Greer, probably a mile. And if you come back in that direction, I'll be on the right.
Okay. All right, and let me make sure I got your call right. It's KN4TJQ.
For 4, Tango Juliet, Quebec.
Good deal. All right, well, listen, I'd love to have you come by sometime and just check out my station.
Well, it goes both ways, and I think I've got your call written down somewhere, but let me have it one more time slowly since I'm driving and trying to write.
November 4, Victor, Whiskey, Alpha.
So November 4, Whiskey, Victor, Alpha.
Negative. Victor, Whiskey, Alpha. VWA.
But I'll give you a shout at later on this afternoon, or it may even be tomorrow. Just see how the day shakes out.
Sounds like a winner. All right, bud. Well, listen, don't run over anybody downtown. They got a habit of stepping out in front of you down there. Oh, mercy. I tell you what, my accountant's downtown also. She's down there on Broad Street.
Well, enough, people. I'm done with that.
I tell you what, I was on my way back from Atlanta one day after I run Cooper tires on this truck. And I just bought a new set of Coopers, and I kept getting this whoop, 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 whoop. I said, this is brand new tires. This shouldn't be doing like this. So I pulled over, and you know what I found?
Atlanta.
54 Volkswagen microbus full of hippies stuck in the treads.
Away from that town.
Had to go down there occasionally since my brother lives at Alpharetta. You know, I just tell him every time I go down there, I said, Bo, there's just too many ants on the anthill down here. This is the awfulest mess I ever seen. You can always figure on about an hour, 45 minutes to an hour, to go 20 miles.
Yeah, I can to avoid Atlanta. And if I have to go through there, sometimes I'll go from the panhandle of Florida. And if I can, I would much rather go through Atlanta. Early in the morning or late at night.
And the rule of thumb was any time between 7 a.m. and 9:30 or 10 a.m. and 3 o'clock in the afternoon until about 6:30. But now, good Lord, you get out there on 400 and it's just all day long, constant. It's just nothing but bumper to bumper on 8 lanes of traffic. It's just crazy.
7-foot toy hauler behind you becomes problematic sometimes. It doesn't stop on a dime.
People tend to pull right out in front of you thinking, oh, well, hey, you know, you'll just have to stop for me.
I've arrived at my CPA. I'm going to go in here and talk to them for a spell, and I'll give you a call later on. I'll sign off now, 7-3. Have a good day.
Easy, and I hope you don't have to pay the feds too much. Well, actually, I hope you have to pay them a whole bunch. That means you made a whole bunch of money this year. 73, give us a call. K4VWA. I'm clear.
4PXB.
PXB. Go ahead. K4VWA.
Kilo Oscar 4, Pi X-ray Bravo. Just seeing how everybody's doing this morning. I'm enjoying day 2 of vacation.
If I get any better, I'm just going to have to back up.
Good to hear and glad everyone's doing okay and that you're having a great day.
Are you ready for Christmas?
I am. I got my last present for my daughter yesterday. She moved into her own house probably about a month and a half ago, so I got her a homeowner's toolkit that pretty much has everything that a new homeowner is going to need for her to do self-repair.
I tell you what, I moved my daughter and her husband out of my house. They stayed with us about a month. I moved them out of our house into their new house, not this past weekend, but the weekend before. Ain't it nice?
Yeah, she's still single, and due to the fact that me and my wife are foster parents, we pretty much have kids going in and out, but all our natural children are moved out and gone on their own, so we've been doing fostering for about 12 years now, and so we just have definitely children coming and going all the time, but we enjoy it.
Good, that's good. All you can do is just give them love, all the love you can. Do the best you can for them. Beyond that, you know, it is what it is.
True, due to the fact that some of these kids, especially in the older range, they've seen so much and been through so many foster homes that it's hard for them to open up and want to get attached or even show affection or even love to that person, because a lot of times they say, well, I'm here for a little while and then they're gone.
I hope they're going back to their parents or wherever they really need to be.
I had 2 kids in 13 years actually go back to their parents, because a lot of times the parents just don't do the required training by DSS and the youth advocacy program to go back home, or if they do go back home, they just don't stay long, and then they're unfortunately put somewhere else because then all our beds are full, that they can't come back here.
That's got to be a tough life. Well, like I said, best you can for them while you got them.
You and me and my wife just absolutely hate it when we see kids that are moved around, that the family that is moving them will put all their stuff in just plastic trash bags and move them. So it's a little bit of expense on us, but when a child is moved for whatever reason, we, you know, buy some plastic bins and let them put their stuff in that and move it, because that's just a horrible situation to, you know, it shows the child that they're not even, I guess, a concern to just throw their stuff in a trash bag and let them move it.
That's just got to be hard. Man. Well, in the meantime, the Christmas season's coming, and the ones that you're taking care of, I'm sure are going to have a good Christmas season and enjoy it.
Like I said, you know, because me and my wife treat, you know, the foster children just as ours, because I'm a foster child myself, and I don't make that distinction between foster child and my natural child. I treat them exactly the same as I would my own child.
Have you had any come back as success stories?
You know, like probably about three or four that's went on to college, and a couple of them have went into the military, so that way they, you know, because I'm retired military myself, so they see, and I let them know that that's definitely a possibility to look into, especially if they want to get out of the state of South Carolina or wherever state they're from and see the world and learn a trade to do things.
K4 VWA. I just stopped at the corner of Old Buncombe and West Blue Ridge over here in West Greenville on my way to Easley, and I just pulled up at a traffic light behind one of these little tiny smart cars, and across the back it says U.S. Navy retired.
You know, don't have time or wouldn't want to scare the person, but anytime I see a vet, you know, I will sit there and take precautions, but definitely take time to personally thank them for their service, because it's just not, it doesn't happen enough.
Now that's a fact. All right, well listen, I am just about to get over here to the racetrack, and the place that I'm going is right down the street from that, so I'm going to go ahead and sign off with you. Watch this traffic over here. Make sure I don't run off in any areas I shouldn't be in. And you have a Merry Christmas. And by the way, this is Steve on this end. So, and I'm from Kinman. So you have a good day. Take care of those kids. And have a Merry Christmas. And one thing, don't eat all the turkey.
Lloyd, KO4PXB, I definitely won't, because we do a turkey for Thanksgiving and a ham for Christmas. So if a turkey's eaten this year, it won't be cooked here.
You guys have a safe and healthy Christmas and a new year, and I'll hopefully talk to you again soon. KN4 VWA, clear.
4 PXB, I'm also clear.